Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, you don't have to be a loser right now because you got a chance to win $1,000 in the Joe's $1,000 home run cash contest. $1,000 for you to spend at the ballpark or anywhere else. Text the word SHARP. 72881. That's sharp, SHARP, to 72881. You'll be entered in the contest where you just might win $1,000. Sharp is the 7 a.m. code word. Text it to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Ann Attorney Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. The 7 a.m. code word to text to 72881 is sharp.
What a choke job by the 76ers last night. They're at home, a big old game five, and they're up 26 points and give up 40 in the fourth quarter. Atlanta comes all the way back with no playoff experience. Bunch of guys. Hell, Trae Young was about ready to ice it up for the night with sweats on, and he was one step from the locker room, and they go on a run, a 15-0 run, and jump right back in this thing. Philadelphia can't make free throws. Ben Simmons and even Embiid misses two big ones right at the end of the game.
Only two he missed that night, though, last night.
But
they were two big ones, right?
Last 11 seconds of the game, man. You got to make them to get it to one. And anyway, Ben Simmons 4 for 4. It was a brutal choke at home where you had everything going, and you have the best record in the regular season. Atlanta comes all the way back. Trae Young had 39, but just literally he was about – they were real close to just calling a night for him. He was icing it up, getting ready to go back home for game six. And
Williams was phenomenal.
Yeah, Lemon Pepper night. Was
but
great.
That's what that guy's done his entire career.
Right, I mean, come off the bench and score.
He was incredible in that game.
He knows what his job is. He comes in and starts firing them, and if they go in, those first couple –
right.
He's liable to make six or seven in a row.
Okay, we talked about Embiid. We talked about Simmons. You brought him up during the break to me. What about Tobias Harris? Another guy they gave a max deal basically to in 38 minutes last night, 2 of 11, 4 points. You got 12 points last night combined from two guys making over $50 million combined or $60 million a season. You got 12 points in a huge game.
No.
That's unbelievable. If you're a Philly fan this morning, you're waking up going, not only do we have no room to do anything in the offseason because we got three guys making max money, but two of those three guys might stink.
It's the old, Zach, it's the old, your best players have to play their best in the playoffs. And by the way, you got to give it to another guy last night, that Paul George, who's been, I mean, he's been ripped for being a choker.
Playoff P, right.
And he goes for 37. No Kawhi. They go into Utah. He got some support from some buddies in that starting lineup. They beat Utah 119-111. So the number
shocker of the night. Right.
The number one seeds at home last night did not do well in those games. I have no idea what's going to happen now. And, of course, Milwaukee still got to be hurting from blowing that lead and what they did against the Kevin Durant show, basically playing by himself there.
Milwaukee could go fishing around midnight tonight.
Yeah.
Could be gone fishing by midnight tonight.
You got to think the Bucks win this game tonight, though, right? In Milwaukee?
Should.
I mean.
James Harden going to give me more than 3 points? Because if he does, Milwaukee might be in trouble.
Harden looked like a corpse out there in that game, but I credit the guy for going out there and at least giving it a go. I mean, you definitely get credit for doing that. I think Milwaukee can win that game. I think the Sixers are done. I think when that thing goes back to Atlanta, they're going to get smashed.
It's a monumental loss for that team.
It's one of the worst losses I've ever seen.
26-point lead. You literally, you hit a couple more baskets in the fourth, and your coach has to start looking at resting guys to get them ready for the next game. Like, you're starting to go, hey, Trey, in that shoulder, apparently. Every time, by the way, and Trey Young's been a nice story. But have you noticed every time he's not shooting the ball well, they go over and ice him up and looks like he's getting ready for an operation. Then he goes out and gets rolling again. Right. So whatever it is, it seems to be working. By the way, we got a lot of other stuff. I got to bring this story up too. We finally have an athlete or celebrity that's dated a Kardashian sister that's having great success. Devin Booker has been with Kendall Jenner. Now, she's not one of the original three sisters.
Right.
So, but Kendall Jenner, 1 year, and he's playing great. No issues. Even said, keep me off the Kardashian show, unless you just want me to stop by and say hello when I'm going by. But don't ask me to, you know, get in my business and put any of that drama that's messed up like 25 different guys. But Devin Booker as breaking the Kardashian curse.
They're not. He's not dating a Kardashian. That's why. He's not dating one of the big
same
three.
Same mother.
I get it.
Some of that gene pool still the same.
I get it, but it's...
That's actually Bruce Jenner's.
Right. There's where maybe some of the gene pool, maybe that's coming from that. I don't know.
Can I throw another one out there who seems to have survived the Kardashian curse? See how well Kanye is doing?
Yeah, but no, well, but he fell apart.
Really?
Kanye's doing really well. Did you see the girl he's dating now?
Yes.
Yeah, he has bounced back very nicely. They had pictures of him the other day. He's wearing like a sack over his head or something. He looked a little strange, but
right.
But he's dating like a very attractive model. So he's bounced back as well.
He's in that middle stage of we're worrying if he's going to bounce
Kanye
back.
Kanye was
or
teetering
not.
On the edge.
I will tell you though,
Devin Booker's a different story. Joe's right on that. Devin Booker, totally different story than anyone else we've talked about that has dated one of those girls.
Hey,
one of those five
Lamar
girls.
Odom even bounced back. He beat the Backstreet Boy.
He fell. He damn near died. Date. While
he's the
dating.
Worst out of all of them.
Died,
that's
but
a
hey,
bad example.
What a comeback story! Woody. He just beat a Backstreet Boy in a fight.
Right. And by
literally.
The final part of this thing that I wanted to bring out is every one of these guys, like if you decide you want to be, and I guess the Kardashian show is done or this is just about it, but if you decide you're going to be part of that show, guys just fall apart.
All right.
Like, there are all kinds of crazy things happen to them.
There's a list of dudes. I mean,
rehab,
a list. Right.
To just, I mean.
But no one worse than Lamar. Stupid comment about Hollywood. Lamar got it the worst.
It looked like he had
didn't
a glorious comeback. Over
no,
weekend.
But like
that
overall,
was fantastic.
Look
was,
at the look at the batch.
Was it Viagra? And
he
cocaine?
Overdosed on Viagra and Coke at the Bunny Ranch.
For anybody out there doing
yeah,
coke,
a good time.
Do not do Viagra and cocaine.
Sure,
and
right.
Throw some drinks down,
right?
Unless you're just looking to end it.
And then he lived at the Bunny Ranch for a couple days till he got better. I mean, think about and Hollywood's going. Yeah, he survived it. He had the worst out of the worst. He had to survive, so he had to get better after that.
It's an unbelievable comeback story, though.
Can you imagine, though,
that's
you just
off to him.
Like, hey, I'd love to date you, you know, but you're going to have to open up your whole life.
Right.
And everybody's going to live our life. Whatever ups and downs we go through, it's part of the show.
Right.
Like, oh, God.
No thanks.
Oh, my God.
No thanks.
What happened to the original basketball player, Humphreys? Is he like, he's like out of the league, right?
He got in it quickly, and he just
he had
disappeared.
Right.
Yeah, he disappeared.
He made a good amount of money in the NBA
together.
And ran. Right.
I'll tell you another one. James Harden got out quickly.
He did. You're right.
James went, no, hell no, I'm not doing this. It's bad enough going to a hotel on the road and she's with me. That you got all those people. Did you guys catch the Vince Wilfork story?
Yeah, what is that?
23-year-old son
right.
stole and sold his Super Bowl rings, two Super Bowl championship rings with the Patriots and his Canes. Miami Hurricanes championship ring, which he was a big part of at the Rose Bowl, and about $300,000 worth of jewelry.
Jeez.
With those rings. And Vince didn't know for a while if he had lost it or misplaced it. I don't know about you, man, but I would know where those Super Bowl rings
right.
and that championship Canes ring. Anyway, it was his son, and they tracked it down, and I guess they had the kid arrested.
It's $300,000 worth of jewelry. We're not talking about petty theft here.
What a crazy story for Vince, who, by the way, is one of the great Canes players that we never talk about at that super rich history defensive tackle position with so many great players that they've had. And Big Vince was special, man. Big Vince was up there.
Imagine not knowing if you had your stuff in a box in like storage or maybe in a safe somewhere that you didn't know about, and then finding out like via email from a Patriots fan that your stuff's being sold, like your Super Bowl ring is being sold.
Well, I think the first thing everybody thinks is the guy's having financial trouble.
Right.
And so you're selling stuff, and then he goes, no, I actually, it's funny you said that.
I thought
I
lost
find
it,
it,
baby. Right.
I lost it.
Right.
And they go, no. He turned it in. They show up at the pawn shop, and the guy goes, yeah, your kid was in here.
Right.
I gave him a great deal. Hell, your kid's giving it to me. What do you think I'm thinking? And
jeez, that's a terrible story. Terrible story.
Yeah, that was a brutal one. By the way, we got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning. Omar Kelly is going to join us at 8 o'clock. It's been a year. Been a year. Has it been more than a year or right out of a year there, Woody, since Omar's been with us?
I think we're looking at, like, what, 16 months maybe?
Wow. Jeez.
Well,
Everything shut down like the second day of the ACC basketball tournament a year ago.
So yeah, remember, that's Rudy Gobert.
I was working that game. Yeah, it was like the same. Yeah. It was the day after the Rudy Gobert
that's
thing.
That's right, right. Right about that time.
Remember Rudy touching all the mics?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the day after the Canes had gotten knocked out of the ACC over a year ago. So,
all right,
it's been a while.
We got to do it differently this year. We got the U.S. Open starting up today. We have done terrible. All of us, terrible.
really
Not even
have.
Close.
I know.
All right. Who went first last time here, real quickly, for one guy?
I think I had first pick last time.
All right, Woody. Who
I'll
do
get
you got?
Third this time.
Well, Johnny Ram is the favorite.
First of all, if you don't start saying his name right.
If he doesn't say his name right, he doesn't get it.
You don't get it. Right.
Update, but he sounds cooler as Johnny Ram. I'm trying to spice up golf a little. Like I would have paired
they don't
Bryson
need your help.
And Brooks.
They don't need your help. Mister, anybody can shoot in the 80s. Go ahead.
Can I go Phil, or is that a ridiculous pick?
No, take Phil. By the way, if Phil wins this one, that Tom Brady story, I don't want to hear about Tom Brady. Phil Mickelson, who just turned 51,
right.
Is beating those kids.
I'm actually sad to say I got to take him off my list. He was on my list, Phil.
So you're taking Phil?
You're second, Jeff.
I think I'm going to go with old Phil. This is the only major he hasn't won, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Should I just do it, everybody? I mean, everybody's picking.
You're going to take Ram?
John Rahm. No, I'm not going to take him. I'm going to allow you since you're a Schauffele.
How about neither of you guys take
Schauffele,
the favorite?
Schauffele broke my heart. I'm going Morikawa from Berkeley.
Wow.
Cal Berkeley. Morikawa, who, by the way, sometimes putts like he's about a 14 handicapper, but I'm going to take him because he does hit it straight. All right, what are you doing?
I'm going Brooks Koepka with my first pick.
You're going Koepka?
Yeah.
Part of the drama team.
Well, I'm hoping at this point, since I picked third, maybe I would get the fourth pick. I want DeChambeau also. I want the entire drama team.
So everybody, nobody stayed. Rahm's a favorite.
Right.
Who was on his way to winning big on Sunday and got hit with the COVID-19 and couldn't play.
I want the bosom buddies.
John
I want
Rahm.
Koepka
right.
And DeChambeau is my two.
You guilted me right out of taking John Rahm. Well,
no,
you can take
Rahm. Yeah,
you
no,
can't
no,
take the odds on favorite. I mean,
he was going to take him. He just said his name wrong.
If you want to take Johnny Rahm, you could take him.
All right. You're
think
real,
about the endorsement deals he would
funny
get.
Guy today.
Just think about that.
All right. Well,
don't they have trucks called that or something like Johnny Rahm?
So you want him to change his name now? Just
change the way you pronounce it.
Rahm trucks.
Why didn't you give golf a little bit more right. A little bit more respect,
dude? He could shoot an 80. Leave him alone.
I think. Oh, I thought that they should have paired those two guys together. No matter what their complaints were, whatever they said, they should have paired Bryson.
It's an individual.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
An individual sport.
It doesn't matter. They should have paired those guys together.
Would have been great
fight
for
it out
business.
The whole weekend
right.
And figure it out.
It would have been the coldest round of golf you've ever seen from two guys that even they're not going to hit the ball by each other, but they do have to stand by each other when they're hitting that driver at the tee box and when they're putting. They can't help. There would be no great shot, though. You know that. None
no,
of that stuff's going to be coming. We
got
to go to break. A lot more stuff to get to. 305-567-0560. We'll be back in a moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning. We're just having a good laugh. We got ESPN on here on our TVs, and Jeff Darlington was going live with their Morning Sports Center show, and, you know, he's doing updates. He was at camp yesterday, 2 days ago, the five interception, two a day. So in big, bold letters, two of those five interceptions yesterday in small print underneath, he didn't throw any yesterday. Right. But they got that. They got something a couple days old, five interceptions. Right. And you know, and Jeff's talking about it, and then below, but he threw zero interceptions yesterday.
Well, it's not sexy to talk about the fact that he was okay and looked good yesterday. It's sexy when you talk about it's a disaster in Miami, five interceptions during minicamp for Tua.
All I'm saying is whatever you feel, you may be right. Either way, you may be right about him. Honestly, I don't know. I have no idea. Wasn't my first choice for quarterback, but it's done. That was a long time ago. I wasn't even in this draft. So, but you got at least, like, this thing yesterday with minicamp day number one in those rainstorms, and it was just way too much. And I mean, and we got bombarded with record amount of Tua hating yesterday.
Oof.
And again, you guys may be right. All you guys that are telling me you knew when he came here and he was never going to get better and he was never going to be a starting quarterback, you may be right. You may be. I'm not saying you're – I mean, nobody can sit here. Nobody knows for sure, although we all have opinions on what might happen. So yesterday, the point is that if that was a big thing to you 2 days ago, yesterday he looked – a zillion times better, and the coach still tell him we got to throw the ball down the field. You got to get used to it. Those checkoffs are always going to be there. So that's been the theme of minicamp. I do know that for a fact. So yesterday he's dropping in on one-on-one and seven-on-seven, and then all the things that he did inside that only one or two reporters were allowed to go to, and I wasn't one of them, that I didn't have the right tier of security to get through.
You're way down the line.
Yeah, I'm way down. Yeah. Matter of fact, I had to leave.
Right.
The rain came out. By the way, when that lightning started snapping, my ass wanted to get out of there. You didn't have to worry. So anyway, but I it's just a reaction of, like, if you're going to overreact on the rain and the way through, and he made some bad throws. I mean, I was there. Saw every one of them. Ooh. But yesterday, you're like, okay, man, I like the fact he's aware of what took place. Came back out. He's dropping them in, making really nice deep throws and everything, one-on-one and seven-on-seven. It's not team. It's not live. I know all that stuff.
No, but let's not talk about that. Let's not have headlines on that.
But all of a sudden, it's like, well, we'll wait, because when that son of a gun has another one. And either way, I just get a reaction to it. And I have learned this doing radio through all the years. We've all made up our mind. It's kind of like when you like somebody, you don't like somebody. You already made up your mind. I'm guilty too. I'll see somebody on TV. I go, man, I don't like that guy. And my wife, who's fair to everybody, goes, well, why don't you like him? Do you know him? I go, no. Just watching him. Mannerisms. wait, loud like me, or something, or says stuff. That's how we do, and we don't change.
Right.
Unless the guy comes up, and you find out he's doing great charity work, and you meet him in person, he gives you like 10 minutes and talking to you,
then he's your best
ask
friend
you about again. Your right. family, and going, right. man, you walk away going, man, was I wrong about him?
But all that was gasoline for the Tua haters. 5 interceptions in a mini camp, and I told you so, and he's not really the guy. You know, I get it, but it's mini camp. If this was game 3 of the season and we just saw 3 bad
thrown out, though, you can't throw out mini camps just because you don't think they're important. But the same way that it was a big deal that he threw 5 picks, it's a big deal that he had a nice day yesterday.
Let me look up everyone's mini camp stats.
No, that's
for the
okay.
Last
you can look
years.
Up. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, there's none.
I mean, it is important for a guy that.
It's not important.
It
doesn't matter. The only thing that matters next year is 17 games. That's it. What happens during those 17 games? Not training camp, not mini camp, not OTAs.
It's just funny because a lot of the apologists like you, spent the entire year talking about, oh, he didn't have the offseason and this and that. And,
right.
And, you know, now that he has the offseason, it doesn't matter.
No,
that's fun.
I need him to have this. That's okay that he has this now, but it's not going to matter in the long run. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you can't have it both ways because last year everyone was saying last year, Joe, like, we didn't have the whole off-season program to get ready for the season. Now that he has it, it's not a big deal. So you can't have it both ways.
It's not having it both ways. He didn't. Last year, he didn't have any of this. He couldn't make mistakes doing this. He couldn't have a bad mini camp day practice and the next day have a good one. Now he's finally having it. So who cares? I don't care how it looks now. It matters what happens during 17 games next year. I'm glad he's having this now so he doesn't do this during the regular season, hopefully. And that's why you have mini camps and OTAs and training camp. Get all this out. And then 17 games next year is how you judge a guy. You don't judge a guy from mini camp.
I think everybody, all the coaches were excited to see him bounce back from that day and in the worst situation. And the coach decided, I'm going to find out. We're going to put a little toughness to this team. We're going to stay out in this. And he's looking back at the guy that's paying attention to the weather because he got a guy right next to him. Joe's right there. And he goes, Joe, what's it doing? He goes, Coach, it's raining hard, but it doesn't look like any lightning or thunder. He goes, all
right. Keep him out here.
Keep him. We're going to keep – I know they're all looking at me. Keep it going. Next drill. And so they stayed out there and got to work in. But I do think they were happy to see him not worry or listen. I mean, he had to hear all the noise on the outside. Not necessarily locally, but he had to hear all the noise nationally that was out there. And it was good for him to go out and be able to make throws and obviously this thing. But you guys, I hear what everybody's saying. But
we're talking about practice, not a game. We're talking about practice.
I do.
Yeah, but you can't use it as an excuse last season and then just say it doesn't matter this year.
We're talking about a rookie
exactly
going in the NFL
doing.
Without
exactly
anything and just
doing.
Starting in the games. What other player in NFL history has done that? Who just got drafted and then all of a sudden started playing in a regular season game?
Two rookies that were drafted around them.
And look at their teams around them that they were throwing the ball to also. There was a lot of different aspects in this. It's not and Ryan Fitzpatrick was a starter.
You know what all three of them had in common last year? Bad offensive lines.
Okay.
So I'm just
no, but all I'm saying is you can't use it as an excuse last season that he didn't have the offseason, the workouts with and everything because
well,
of COVID.
Can. Why?
Well, you can, but then you can't say it doesn't matter this year.
But the stats don't matter. I don't. No one cares about his stats. They don't count.
Woody, I got to tell you something, man. No matter what anybody says on either side of this debate with Tua, nobody's going to tell me that skipping a preseason doesn't help. I'm telling you firsthand, man. You got to get on those preseason games and run into guys and run the wrong route and miss a blitz break off. And you need to see all that stuff and get your feet wet. And he didn't get that, no matter what. And by the way, the other two guys didn't get it. That's why I brought it up to Zach. And they got right in there and just kind of took off.
Right.
So
Tua came off a major injury.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And by the way, I think he's moving better. I thought he had more zip. Yesterday I watched, and even the day before certain times, it looks like he's got more zip. I don't know who's been working with him in the offseason.
It's helping.
But he is throwing the ball better. So again, not going to matter what I say about his horrible practice or his good practice. It is going to get down to – I'm really curious. I'll give you one. I'm curious to see how much he's going to play in preseason.
It's a great question.
I know those young offensive linemen, they probably already been told, like, hey, guys, we know the three vets behind you. We know what they can do. Eichenberg might play more than anybody.
And he should probably at this point, right?
Eichenberg, a right tackle, might play more than anybody. Like, hey, you got to – like for some reason, we don't worry about the big guys. We just go, hey, you got to just keep playing there 320, 330, 340. You stay out there. You need to get your feet wet and see everybody's best moves and get used to it and get a little tired and all that stuff. But I am really curious to see three preseason games how much they're going to play a guy – in the new offense with new weapon. I mean, he's got to play some. He can't be a guy that's Aaron Rodgers doesn't play in preseason. He needs to play.
Are we doing game two or game three is like the important preseason?
I was just thinking, because
obviously if it was a fourth one, I don't want to see two at all. So what do you do now?
You get extra time off between the end of the
So the game two preseason. Now is the big one?
It might be the third one.
Right, it might just be the last one. Okay.
And by the way,
the dress rehearsal.
By the way, it might be 50-50. Some of them might take it seriously for the second one, but we're in a unique situation. We don't have that veteran quarterback, or I think this coach is going to play a lot of guys. I think he's going to play a lot. The offensive line has to play together.
Yep.
Like Skur, I'm sorry that you've been a starter for a while, but you got to play. You got to play a lot of football.
I think it's been told
because the guys next
point.
To you're going right. to have to you're going to have to play. Anyway, it's always interesting. You guys both make. Good points, real good points on just sitting back listening to both of you getting all fired up.
I just care about 17 games and that's it. I don't care about a practice where you throw – what did he throw, five touchdowns yesterday? Does that now make him the next Marino?
Well, they didn't even throw – they didn't count all
what I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. I just want to see what – we could have the same discussion next year if this dude goes 7-10 or whatever and he just does not have a good season.
Well, nobody's going to be talking about the practice he had 2 days ago once this regular season starts.
Right.
No, I've never heard mini camp practice brought up once we start playing and New England Patriots are sending blitzes at you. I don't think anybody's going to be talking about it. He's going to have a lot more stuff to worry about with Belichick's defense. Anyway, right now, and we got a lot more coming up. We'll talk to Omar Kelly about this stuff. It's Omar's probably up early here, all jacked up, coming back
I'm on. Guessing he's been up 3-4 hours at this point with the baby.
Omar's all excited. That's right.
Oh, no, I've seen the Instagram videos at like 3:30 in the morning when he's got to wake up. It's possible he's had about three cups of coffee.
All right, so that's good. We'll get it jacked up, Omar. Hey, right now, though, I want to talk to you about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage for a second here. If you are going through frustration with big banks, it's taking forever to get approved. You know about the interest rates. You know they might be going up real soon here. You can still get low fixed rates locked in the twos, so why not do it with Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage? It's a real nice alternative. He can do everything. Matter of fact, his service can be a hell of a lot better than that bank service. You better believe it, man. With these low rates going up soon, Mike Okotsie's been helping people here in South Florida for more than 25 years get approved, get the loan you need. No nonsense, no runaround. It's all about great service. Reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing. Call Mike Okotsie. Even if your credit has taken a little bit of a hit, your credit score, don't worry about it. Let Mike Okotsie work for you, see what he can do. Guy's creative and really good. Answer all your questions. I'm telling you, have a conversation with him today. Get this thing started. And if you're renting out there, this is one of his biggest pet peeves. Stop renting, paying a landlord $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 every month when you can own your own place. Money's still cheap, a lot cheaper than you think. So why not work with Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage? He'll get you pre-approved in minutes for free when you call him. Here's his cell phone number so you can call or text him right now. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. You can always go visit choicemortgage.com and learn more about Mike Okotsie and his team. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Equal housing lender.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, guys, LeVar Ball was right again.
Yeah.
See what happened yesterday. LaMelo Ball gets Rookie of the Year despite missing 21 games. And I got to admit, I was wrong about him. I did not think he would be this good. He's fantastic. And he seems like a good kid. His dad sucks, but he does seem like a good kid.
No, he seems surprisingly, he's turned out. He got to work on that shot because all those Ball brothers get that
weird looking shot,
funky ass shot they do. But no, his ball skills are ridiculous. I'm with you.
What happened to dad? We haven't heard from dad in a while. Huh?
He's somebody must have told him. One of the two kids playing the NBA said, "Hey, why don't you shut it down?"
Yeah.
And dad. Just say no to a couple.
Hollywood's still waiting for the shoes he ordered about 7 years ago.
The Big Baller brand.
Yeah.
This is the
what
big
happened to the
brand.
Big Ballers?
I think they went under.
I think they went in the big toilet.
I think the first kid that was in the NBA, Lonzo, I think he decided, like, I'm going to go with a real company and go with Nike.
You mean like Adidas or Nike? Yeah, that makes sense.
We go to New Orleans for this next one here. Zion Williamson set to have his third coach in 3 years as Stan Van Gundy is out after just 1 year. Of course, the Pelicans didn't make the expanded playoff this season. They brought Van Gundy in to make the playoffs. He did not.
He had a pretty good team.
You can't keep switching your coach every single year, though. I mean,
it doesn't really matter. Zion's going to be in another market in, 2 years?
He
ain't staying in New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't see that
as a reality. This is the Joe Rose Sacramento story all over again. Zion Williamson will be in a big market. He's got 2 years left on this deal. It's over.
New Orleans, by the way, is one of the worst markets in the NBA. We never talk about them as being one of those.
Right.
Like they're
up
in
there with
Sacramento
right.
territory,
yes.
aren't they?
But I got to tell you, that football market there.
Oh, it's good, right. I get
by
it.
By the way, not too far from it is LSU and all those high schools. We talk about being football crazy with our high school players down here from New Orleans up there to Baton Rouge. They're pretty nuts about their.
You want to kill a basketball market? Draft Zion and 4 years later lose him.
Yeah.
And have Anthony Davis and trade him for a bunch of guys and then lose some of those guys too.
I would agree that he may not be around. Yeah.
May not be the coach's fault, by the way. I mean, players might want to start looking in the mirror at a certain point.
I think Stan
third coach in 3 years.
So I just think Stan.
Stan's a good coach.
I think Stan is a good coach, but he's a little bit old school.
Right.
And I think a lot of those guys don't relate to his style, going back to his center in Orlando. He got a pretty good team. Listen,
right.
that group he had was pretty good. And he lets them have it, man, whether it was Ball or any of the rest of them. All you got to remember that time? One guy, stay on your guy. There's no reason for you to get caught nowhere and leave him wide open. We win the game.
Right.
I mean, he's doing that not privately.
Yeah.
He's doing that with the media.
Right. I get it.
All right, guys, big premiere on TV tonight. Season 3 of Holy Moly returns to ABC, 8 o'clock. They're going to have a two-hour premiere. That is, you're looking at me like, what the heck am I talking about?
Isn't that the mini-golf
that
show?
Oh, Zach's the only one I ever hear say Holy Moly. I didn't even know what it was.
That is Steph Curry. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's Steph Curry's Extreme Mini-Golf Show.
Oh. Have you ever seen it, Joe?
No.
Hollywood, have you honestly ever watched it?
I have not. I'm going to watch it tonight because I feel like it's something that my son would enjoy.
Mm.
I mean, it's like looks like they play on weird like mini golf holes. So we actually watched the Dwayne Wade show the other day, The Cube.
I saw it.
Was it good? Be honest.
No.
Okay. I mean, I have no
maybe
interest.
Hollywood liked it.
I really obviously love Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but do you
my
like
favorite
the show?
Of all time? The show is a disaster.
Okay.
It's that's really bad.
Listen, it's not Dwayne's fault. If it stinks, it stinks.
You don't have
it's
to
like,
start. It has nothing to do with Dwayne.
Right.
No. Dwayne's fine on him. He's just there, like
it's
talking to the contestants.
Right.
But like they go in this cube thing that talks to them and they do stupid stuff. Like they have to like put balls through a hole and do like 20 balls in 20 seconds. It was really.
I got to tell you.
I'm glad you just summed that up. No, I didn't have to watch it. Thank you.
Dwayne's been real busy between that show and going to Utah games.
Right.
He's been super busy lately.
Yep. Poor Dwayne. That show sucked. We didn't, my kid couldn't even make it through the episode.
You don't have to go overboard.
All right.
He's getting paid. He's fine.
No, I know he's getting paid. I'm happy for him. He's getting paid. But
that's Hollywood. That's his middle
name.
Listen,
overboard. I also don't think Dwayne came up with the game.
No. Someone approached him and said, we could do this. You want to be the host? And he said, okay.
There's just a lot of bad game shows coming out. Did you see LeBron's game show, the like giant Plinko board?
No. But I did notice the way you started.
Not great either.
Like God, I love Dwayne. He's my favorite.
Well, if you were
going
to say you liked the show, like just to kiss his ass, I was going to follow along because there's been a lot of ass kissing today, mostly dolphin ass kissing, coming from that side over there.
Right.
All right, we go to our next story here. You don't have any time for a rebuttal. We got to get to the next thing here.
Right.
Remember we talked about the crummy bowl games and their weird names?
Yeah, the secondary bowl games. Huh? Yes.
All right. So SoFi Stadium has entered a naming rights deal with Jimmy Kimmel, the late night talk show host.
Yeah.
They're going to call the bowl game between Mountain West number one team and the Pac-12 number five. This should be a doozy. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl.
I'm going to be honest. I see a perfect opportunity for the Cal Bears to get into a bowl game.
You see this as a five?
You're
being real nice.
Did you just said the five from the Pac-12, well, right?
Here's Jimmy Kimmel announcing the bowl game on his show.
And ever since I was 52, which was last year, I've dreamed of having a college football bowl game named after me. And tonight, I'm thrilled to announce that dream is finally coming true. Let's go live now to the brand new and beautiful SoFi Stadium here in Los Angeles, which is now the site of the inaugural Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. That's right. That's the name of the bowl game. This is history in the making. Never before has a bowl game been named after a human being. And Papa John doesn't count. He's barely human.
Thank God he said that afterwards. That's a little embarrassing, no?
Yeah.
There's a bowl game named after a late night host?
Kind of weird.
Kind of weird, huh?
Kind of different, but I'm just wondering if Cal can really be that five seed.
Right, that's what you're contemplating. Yeah. I like it.
Pac-12.
Win that big LA bowl.
I just like the shot at Papa.
Yeah, that was
kind of.
He's doing just fine, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, he's salty. He lost it, but yeah, I think he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He's
nice bounce back by that company, by the way, with Shaq doing all the commercials.
Right. Smart.
Very nice.
Boy, did Shaq get an opportunity and just jump right in there. Oh, man, that was beautiful.
Don't forget to pick up some Krispy Kreme donuts from one of his places also after you get that pizza.
He owns the original.
You
need
car insurance, too? I think he's got that general thing. He's got so many. Is your back hurting?
It is hurting a little bit. Some of that icy hot.
Listen, the guy's a genius. Look at all the stuff he's doing.
If you're itchy,
genius.
He's got the powder, the Gold Bomb powder.
Right. He's got the powder, everything. God.
He's got a lot.
Good old Shaq.
Finally here, guys, a little snack food for you. Oreo has teamed up with the NBA. They're going to release the NBA Dynasty Family Size Limited Edition Oreos. They will be embossed with six of the league's top teams. And you also get some of the little trophy logos on your cookies as well.
Okay.
Still going to taste like Oreos, right?
I don't know. I don't need a lot of help.
Designs vary by pack.
They don't have to add anything.
If they're collectible or not, like cards. But
and they could put something on there that says you're going to be fat after you eat this, and that's still what you
do. My daughters like Oreo cookies.
Yeah.
Why is that funny? Why is that weird?
I just think of all the things, and they're both really picky.
You're thinking it's an old man cookie?
It's not. Stop that.
It's not. I love Oreos.
Oh, okay.
Oreos are fine.
I would have jumped through that window. Oh, they're not.
Everybody likes Oreos,
right.
I thought.
I have to tell you guys, and I know we got to go to break here, those key lime pies yesterday.
Oh, I have the chocolate turtle, by the way, in my house.
So I started knowing that nobody else in the house likes key lime pie, and so I had one piece.
And then?
I had another.
And then?
I ended up eating half that damn pie. I got no shot ever being, no.
How'd the wife like the mangoes? Did she see the mangoes?
Yeah, loves them.
Okay, so you got points
now,
with that.
Bob Ross, New River Gross, thank you. By the way, she's wonderful.
Big shout out to Lisa for bringing all that stuff.
Just go over and give her a big hug when I get a chance.
And you get some extra mangoes.
No, I don't want anything. I'm just going to go give her a big hug.
You can buy them.
Driving down Griffin Road. Yeah. And grab a little lunch.
A little lunch.
Right there.
Right.
Yeah, do that. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We're going to have Omar Kelly's back. What'd you guys say? 16 months. Omar Kelly is
Give
back with us this morning.
Right.
We'll talk
How
about
long
the
ago
dog.
Was it when he fell on his face when we were racing?
Oh, that's been like
that
three
was a
years.
Long time ago, right? I mean, I remember it.
Yeah, the race.
Sure,
like
you
it was yesterday.
It. Right.
Yeah, you do. Because you just, you know, like your golf game, you're so fast. Too,
wonder if he's gotten in shape during the pandemic.
I don't know. Why don't you ask?
Had a kid, man. I don't know.
Now you're taking shots at the guy. He seems to be doing just fine. All right, listen. I do want to take a second before we do get to Omar Kelly to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, I am telling you, especially the SUV family, and I'm talking about all of our SUVs, starting with the big boys. The new Tahoes and Suburbans got a brand new look here in 2021 and more space. Never thought that. Already big, and now we're giving you more space. And especially, I always think of everybody's grabbing these big, beautiful SUVs for that summer vacation coming up here into this month, into July and August. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's a great time to get down to your South Florida Chevy dealers and either get one or order one quickly for you with that new look and space. They've just been on fire. But I got to tell you my favorite. After driving it, is their new midsize SUV, that Traverse. It's smaller, but I can't believe how much space it has and a fantastic look. Plenty of space for you and your family. And then, of course, the Trailblazer, and the Equinox, and then all our Silverado trucks. We've got the perfect truck for you, and our SUV family has never looked better. And whether it's a small midsize or a large SUVs, I'm telling you right now, they all have more space than you can imagine. You got to get down there and take a test drive. We got fantastic deals, and we got great locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. So next time you're starting to look, you're in the market looking for something new, especially SUV and truck family, boy, do we have the perfect Silverado truck and SUV for you right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer with fantastic deals. You're going to love the way you're treated, but more importantly, you're going to love what you see. These are the best overall products we've ever had in the history of South Florida Chevy dealers. Stop by, take a test drive, fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.